The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chris. Wisconsin visits Penn State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, certainly looking forward to going out to Penn State and playing against a really good team. And it's going to be a challenge, but that's also can be a really good opportunity for our group. So need to have a good week of preparation this week and then get to go out and play another Big Ten game.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Andy Seligman, Associated Press. Andy, your line is open.
Sorry about that. Paul, just in general, how would you characterize how this season has gone for your team?
Well, I think, you know, each season's interesting, and I think that there's been we've had some good moments, and then, you know, certainly, you know, you'd like to go through the season and be undefeated, and certainly we're not, and I think that, you know, you just want the players to continue to improve and grow, and you know, I think it's been a good season for this group, and yet, you know, I think that at times you feel like we're a team that's still kind of trying to find its identity a little bit. But it's I've loved the way that this group has worked and prepared, and you know, I like them, and our job as coaches is try to help them maximize each opportunity.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Leo Haggerty, is Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Coach, I'm doing fine for Election Day.
Good.
Coach, let me follow up a little bit on that last question. You know, Wisconsin, it's got to be a goal to get to that conference championship every year. If you get to a point where you know, you're mathematically eliminated or it doesn't look like you're going to get there, do you have a problem getting your players motivated and focused at practice then?
You know, I really do believe that the season is an opportunity, and you want your players and us as coaches to try to maximize each one of those opportunities that's a game. And you get to play the whole season. And at the end of it, you know, you earn the right for whatever else you can earn. You know, you want to earn the right for another game. You know, whether it's become a bowl game or earn the right to play for the conference title. All those things are earned. And, you know, our kids spend a ton of time, all the players spend a ton of time getting ready for the season. And you know, the schedule is guaranteed, but even for each player, it's not. And so I think it's I don't worry about our guys trying to make the most out of each opportunity, each game. And like I said, the narratives that surround college football are real, and there's great fan following and a lot of talk. But really what matters most is how can you make the most out of each moment and each game. And we spent a ton of time talking about that and focusing on that, and there's no reason for me to believe that, regardless, that these guys care about each other and they care about the game, and I don't worry about that at all.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck in Happy Valley this weekend.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.